The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. Light on the Land. Spring begins cold, storms wet and wild, and mellows into cherry blossoms. Summer runs feral with lazy, hazy heat. Autumn is light, illuminated amber, reflected in an angle of prayer. I have autumn days stored like holograms in my mind. I remember walking home from school in seventh grade, abandoning the school bus to make the 3-mile walk home because I couldn't bear any separation from the crystalline light. The air was absolutely still with the faintest tint of coolness after the inferno of Ohio summer. I walked along the streets that rolled between suburban homes, all familiar territory. I had watched these homes rise like wooden mushrooms from the muddy Ohio farmland. On this day, though, the light transformed all that was ordinary into something beyond physical. Each object stood out, like a cutout in a storybook, in more than 3 dimensions. When I got home, I still could not walk indoors. I wandered in the garden and gazed at the tomatoes, shimmering ruby red on frosted vines. The lingering calendula flowers stood like yellow suns, their backs arched to catch every dazzling ray. I chafed against the inward turning of autumn, the forced encampment of school with its dusty books and stained carpet. I welcomed the cooler nights but mourned the early passage of dusk into night. As an adult, I still feel a pang of sadness, an unnameable grief, as the days shorten and the nights cool. I watch 2 crows wheeling in the sky, cawing conversationally. Are they capturing the last hints of summer and their languid movements and their friendly conversation before the hard-edged days of winter? Years ago, my parents met me in September at the airport in Columbus. We stopped to eat at the Red Brick Tavern on Highway 40, the National Road, a few miles from my ancestors' homes. After dinner, I stepped into the humid evening air, warm with the late summer sun, and stood transfixed, gazing into the cornfield. The light, almost level with the horizon, shot gold through the pollen hanging in the motionless air. The illuminated pollen glistened and spiraled, a tiny galaxy of living stars orbiting the tassels. Another autumn, I stood on a wooden deck at Hocking Hill State Park. Again, the evening air was motionless and saturated with a golden peace. For nearly an hour, I stood motionless as tree-fringed narrow valleys slowly filled with shadows as the sun slipped behind the rim of the world. The quality of light in these moments literally illuminated some deeper experience of the land, exposing its ephemeral beauty and deeply rooted peace. Always, I have been strongly affected by light and have been privileged to experience the angle of light at different seasons on many parts of the planet. I could not explain with a physicist's acumen the reasons why, but I can say without hesitation that the most spectacular autumn light I have ever witnessed was in Ohio. The stillness was not stagnancy, but rather a held breath, a knife-edged moment of balance. These moments of equilibrium are evanescent, dispersed in the first puff of wind or slowly exhaled breath. Balance is the ephemeral equality of light and dark that marks the autumn equinox. In truth, this earth is always losing and gaining, accruing and spending, giving and receiving. Light pours into darkness, losing itself and then threading through the darkest center into light once again. Forever these mates, light and dark, have been waltzing around the wheel of the year. Today, for a moment, they take a breath and pause, celebrating the autumnal light on the land.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.